Good afternoon. Well, it was another day of ups and downs for the Aussie market, swinging between gains and losses, not too dissimilar to yesterday's performance. We saw the ASX 200 off to a pretty solid start, up 1% on the open, pretty much hitting the flat line at lunch. But as we moved into the afternoon and heading into the RBA meeting, the Aussie market just continued to pick up, lifted to about a gain of 40 points or 0.75% when the RBA came out and said rates would remain on hold as expected. The central bank continuing to reiterate its glass half full view of the economy, saying that it has still seen quite a large and sharp contraction, one of the worst since the 1930s, but still better than what the bank first estimated. So that is considered some good news, and the economy is certainly well on the way to recovery, although it's certainly not exactly going to be a smooth ride, rather bumpy, and also the speed of the recovery rather uncertain as well. One of the potential speed bumps would be the emergence of a second wave, and that came quite quickly with Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews talking just about half an hour after that came through. He announced a six-week lockdown of the Metro Melbourne area due to the fact that there were 191 COVID cases in Victoria over the past 24 hours. So certainly adding to those second wave fears, and the Aussie market fading away in the afternoon, giving up all its earlier gains and closing about 2 points weaker to 6,013 points. So a second day of losses, although today's losses much smaller than what we saw yesterday. Basically, if we have a look at the performance of the Aussie market, we saw most sectors ending in negative territory, and some of the worst coming through from the likes of the energy sector. We had some of our larger oil and gas producers down 1-2%, financials also in negative territory. The big four banks mostly weaker. We had NAB down around the 2% mark, ANZ and Westpac down more than 1.5%, CBA outperforming down just 0.25%. No surprise that these particular second wave concerns, and of course the closure of the New South Wales and Victorian border from midnight tonight, not helping our travel stocks. Qantas down about 3.5%, corporate travel down 4.5%, and a 4% decline for Flight Centre. Crown Resorts also down quite significantly, down about 3.5%. But there still were some improvements on the market. We saw the likes of our miners, tech and telcos in particular, outperforming, seeing some of the larger percentage gains. St. Barbara, which is a gold miner, up more than 10% today, this morning coming out with some production numbers for the June quarter and also financial year 2020, better than some expectations. Fortescue Metals up more than 6% on no particular news, and certainly outperforming its larger peers in BHP and also Rio Tinto. There were some big moves coming through from some of the buy now pay later providers. Sezzle, which is one of the smaller providers that operates mostly in North America and also Canada, came out with some sales numbers for the quarter, quite a large jump over the June quarter, which is the second quarter for Sezzle. So its shares today jumping 24.5%. Afterpay, one of the larger buy now pay later providers here and one of the larger tech stocks on our market, also in a trading halt today. They provided some pretty strong sales numbers, underlying sales pretty much more than doubling over the June quarter compared to this time last year. Also, the company will be looking to raise about $800 million, $650 of that coming from institutional investors, $150 million coming from retail, and also co-owners and co-founders, rather, Nick Molnar and Anthony Eisen will be selling about 4.1 million shares in total, about $250 million worth of shares as well. So Afterpay looking to re-emerge trading soon. The Aussie dollar was a little weaker, is closing in on 70 US cents at one stage, now hovering around 69.5 US cents.